This is Philip Roberts, Extension Entomologist with the University of Georgia, and this Pest Patrol update is being taped on Friday, June the 26th. Well, insects remain relatively quiet in most areas of Georgia. However, there are fields which are exceeding threshold for plant bugs in some areas. Now, many of these areas are where we've been dealing with plant bugs on a more consistent basis in recent years. Now, most of these treatable infestations have been on some of our early planted cotton, which again is like what we have observed in recent years. Now, as a reminder, sweep nets are an efficient means of sampling adult plant bugs as they migrate from weedy host plants to squaring cotton. Our threshold is 8 plant bugs per 100 sweeps during the first 2 weeks of squaring. Once we enter the third week of squaring, we raise our threshold to 15 plant bugs per 100 sweeps. Now, square retention should also be monitored in addition to sweeping. Again, our goal is to retain 80% of fruit as we enter bloom. Now, we're also getting questions regarding aphids. And aphid populations have significantly increased in some localized areas, not everywhere. In most situations, we can wait on the aphid fungus to take out these populations. But there are always exceptions. Now, we have had a few calls regarding aphids on seedling cotton. Now, in general, we'd be more inclined to spray late planted cotton for aphids, especially if aphids are slowing plant growth. Excessive aphid damage could potentially delay maturity, which would be problematic on later planted cotton. Now, one or another reason we know aphids are high in some fields is that folks are calling and asking if we have seen the aphid fungus, which will cause these populations to crash. The answer is, to date, we have not received any reports of the aphid fungus. Now, early reports of the aphid fungus typically appear in the southwest portion of our state and will move north and east in time. And we'll keep you updated with what we're hearing about the aphid fungus in general. Also, as a reminder, you can recognize this fungus by gray, fuzzy aphid cadavers on the underside of the leaf. Now, just a quick update on Jacid. Since our initial detection on okra in Tifton on June 10th, not a lot has changed. Jacid populations are still very low on that okra. We're monitoring it a couple times a week. Now, the rainfall events we've had has probably benefited us in terms of suppressing Jacid numbers. A couple new things, though. We have picked up a handful of Jacids on cotton in Tifton, but again, numbers are very low. Our crew has sampled many, many, many plots. Kale Cloud, A&R agent in Grady County, has also detected a couple of Jacids in cotton when he was sweeping for plant bugs. But again, numbers are very low. With that, we'll close and check back soon for another update of the Pest Patrol Hotline. And as always, if you have additional questions about the insect situation in your area, call your county agent.